There's no electricity or water, yet land grabs and makeshift camps like La Mula are springing up like mushrooms all over Chile's Atacama Desert area of Alto Hospicio. The newest arrivals are undocumented Venezuelan migrants, like Angie, who came here with her four children and no money.
I've been here for 2 months. We've been living in this shack made of cardboard and a sheet on the top.
There are no toilets and little food or wood to build better shelters. Yet spaces for more families are already reserved. But there's trouble in the air. Last month, Chilean camp dwellers set up barricades to prevent more migrants from arriving, the latest in a series of protests that often end in violence. Chilean pastor Leoncio Osorio and his Venezuelan wife are concerned about growing xenophobia.
If some of them are criminals, put them in jail, but the majority here want to work and legalize their migration status.
In the nearby city of Iquique, newly arrived Venezuelans have set up camp along the seaside promenade. Nelson Sepulveda is the president of this area's neighborhood association.
They occupy our plazas, beaches, parks, including our most respected patriotic symbols. At first, we welcomed them, but then the migrant traffickers started bringing them in waves. It's turned into a nightmare.
Despite the unprecedented influx of undocumented migrants from Haiti, Colombia, Peru, and especially Venezuela, the government hasn't provided emergency food and shelter. And it's become a major issue ahead of Sunday's presidential election. New Left candidate Gabriel Boric promises to protect migrants' human rights, but target human smugglers. But his opponent has gained popularity with his Get Tough policy along Chile's 1,100-kilometer northern border.
Far-right-wing presidential candidate José Antonio Kast is not only proposing to expel undocumented migrants, but also to dig a ditch along Chile's porous northern border with Bolivia to keep them out. The ditch would be 3 meters deep and 6 meters wide. And it's the closest thing yet to former U.S. President Donald Trump's wall along the U.S.-Mexican border, except that Kast is not proposing that Bolivia pay for it.
Advi Ibarra came from Colombia 6 years ago legally and has been working ever since. She shows us how she's built her small house on another land grab. But she's worried.
Tomorrow they could throw us all out of here like they did in Venezuela to the Colombians. And what happened? Now the Venezuelans are the homeless ones. No one knows when they might become a migrant.
Like these Venezuelan children who crossed the border into Chile just this morning with their parents. What happens to them will depend a lot on who wins Sunday's election. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, Iquique.